Welcome. I'm Halcyon. This is Hug Nation. Today, the topic is empaths. Now, I have to be honest. I was a little skeptical about people who claim to be empaths. Especially in the last few years, it feels like anybody who is sensitive or has anxiety or, you know, is in touch with their feelings would say, oh, I'm an empath, as kind of an excuse for any sort of discomfort or struggle, or sometimes even as an excuse to not do something or attend things. And I'm like, dude, I get anxious. I've struggled with anxiety my whole life. I think everybody is empathetic. Everybody has the ability to connect with others. Some people are really closed off to that, but I think that it was more a situation of some people are not in tune with their empathy instead of there being a separate category of people that is empaths. Now, I try to be one who does not stick to their guns and am open to flip-flopping and try to be receptive and listen and change my mind when the situation, circumstances, information, experience comes to me that changes my worldview. And such an experiences, information has come to me this last week. After last week's Hug Nation, a week ago, a woman started messaging me after the broadcast and with some statements and some questions, and they were pretty distraught, pretty emotional, and they were trying to share with me this condition that they had. Something in the broadcast hit her emotionally, and she felt this, in some ways she felt a strong pain when I was emotional, and then she felt a relief at some point that was unusual for her. And as she was trying to explain these situations and this you know, this empath experience she had, it became really clear that what she was describing was not what I was projecting as a empath. What she was describing was way more visceral and way more intense and way more kind of detrimental to the ability to lead a normal life. She mentioned things like, I feel like my heart is breaking all the time. She said, I can't touch people. If people touch me, I feel all their fears and all their insecurities and all their pain. And so I don't go out in public. I can't take public transportation. I can't even be close to crowds. I drink often at night so that I can fall asleep. I want so much to be able to hug people, but I can't. I crave touch. I crave emotional connection, but I can't get close to people because of the suffering that I go through. And I was like, and we chatted for a while, and I got to this one point, and we were chatting, and I was kind of like, not to her, but into my head, I was like, maybe I just need to cut bait and get out of this conversation. Like, I don't know how I can help this person. I don't have this experience of empath. I don't know exactly what to tell this person. I'm just listening and trying to be there for her. And so at what point do I say, hey, good luck with this? But then I was like, you know, one of the things that she talked about was feeling so isolated and so alone. And she kept saying, I know this sounds crazy. I know I'm crazy. I know it sounds crazy. You must think I'm crazy. And I was like, I certainly don't think you're crazy. In fact, I know people and that have talked about this similar experience. And I told them, I bet there are a number of people on my friends list that experience the exact same conditions, have the exact same feelings that you do. And she's like, well, I've never met anybody. My friends don't understand. You know, I feel very alone in the world. And I was like, well, would you mind if I made a post and just asked if there's anybody out there that has this experience? And so I wrote, she said, sure, you know, I'd love to know. And I said, are you an empath? Deeply so. I've been talking to someone online who is unable to touch people because of the energy transfer she experiences. She feels their sadness and fear. She has no control of her energy and sucked from her, so she can't be close to crowds or do public transportation. I was wondering if there was anyone out there who experienced this too, and maybe had figured out some ways to work with this gift. and the comments and replies and responses just started boom, 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 boom. I started getting instant messages from people. There was 139 comments by morning of people that were like, this is how I deal with it. This is what I had to do to learn to deal with this. I've been dealing with this my whole life. And the tools and experiences that people started listing off, they started like, oh, I have to create a bubble around me before I leave the house. People use the word shield a lot, protection. People talked about using Qigong and Reiki and hypnosis. And there was Empaths Unite Facebook group that she was invited to discuss and talk about how to work with this. And so many of these people also talked about how once they had gained control or gained a mastery or gained kind of power over this thing that was, they were passive to the experience, it became a tool, one that they often can use to help people. And honestly, I was blown away. I was hoping that maybe two or three people might see the post and say, oh, I know somebody who has this and let me put you in touch with her. But it was like unbelievable to me, to the point that I was like, whoa, the world is different than I thought. You know, I kind of felt like I was in, you know, chapter 5 of True Blood, the fifth season of True Blood, when all of a sudden you realize, wow, there's so many different species or creatures or different types of things out there. There's fairies and vampires and werewolves and changelings and empaths who experience the world differently than I do. And it kind of shifted my whole concept of the human experience, shifted my worldview, changed my empathy towards others, changed my awareness of what other people are experiencing in the world. In ways that I'm still kind of figuring out. I mean, I've been very vocal and strong in my defense of hugging, for example. I've been challenged a lot that you should always ask for a hug from people. And I've been very firm, like, no, I'm going to put my arms out, and if you would like to stop me for a hug or put your hand out, you're welcome to do so. But I don't want to start my interactions from the assumption that you are wounded and can't handle physical touch. I have not changed my stance on this, but the awareness that there are so many people out there who struggle with touch does give me a deeper sense of sympathy and at least a new perspective on what my responsibility or what I'm imposing on people as I go in for hugs. The woman the next morning wrote, amazing to see all the people that are similar to me. Maybe I'm not so crazy after all, just very lonely in life. And I said, I've used many crutches in my life to help me feel less. And now I push everyone in my life away, sadly. John, I had no idea anyone else could be the way I am. So many people feeling so many similar things. It's amazing. I feel less alone now. Wish I could hug you. Not sure where this will take me or if I can find my way in this, but I have hope that maybe I can find a way to control what sometimes I thought I could not. I took off work today, honestly, to give myself a chance to soak it all in. So everyone who chimed in and shared their experiences and their tools and their teachers, thank you. I mean, it made a difference in one person's life. And I think that, you know, who knows how many people tuned in. One thing that I heard over and over from people that like personally messaged me was that there's a lot of people who feel this way who have the same reaction that she did of like, people think I'm crazy. I'm afraid that people think I'm crazy. I don't normally share this publicly, and that's why I'm sending you this personal message, because I don't want that to be in someone's awareness judgment of me in case they can't understand it, because so many people can't. So I'm really glad that I didn't stop the conversation because I didn't know how I could help. I've had this sense that maybe I can do something, and I'm really honored and so pleased that being able to just kind of like amplify this woman's message was able to then touch so many people that had something to share. And hopefully all these people recognize that, you know, that's part of our journey on this world, part of our struggles, part of the reason why we have our uniqueness and our pain, is so that we can get to a place where we have this wisdom and experiences to help other people. What a cool example of that. Here's a woman that has changed her whole, she had decided that she was lonely and different and crazy and had to live her life in isolation. And now, because of all of you, her whole concept of what life can be is different. She has all these opportunities. What a cool thing for the internet to do. What a cool thing for people's ability to share themselves. I always ring the bell and scream out about how, you know, being yourself as brightly and loudly as possible is activism. And I think this is a really cool example of that. So whatever it is your thing is, your experiences, your struggles, even if you're deep in them now and don't have the wisdom yet, know that you're in the classroom, you're in the dojo, and if you can find your way, which you will, eventually you will be able to return to a student and help them. So thank you. It is an honor to walk this path with you. I'm so grateful to be connected with so many people that are on this journey of discovery and love and open-heartedness. It takes courage, and I appreciate you. Thank you. I love you. So a couple other things that I was going to talk about this week. Over the last few months, I have been dealing with and working through and experiencing aspects of the human condition that are not all joyful in the happy-go-lucky way. And I've had some struggles, I've had some loneliness, I've worked through transitions in relationship and employment, and honestly, am not now yet at a place of grounding and kind of self, you know, awareness to a point of like, I have it all figured out, I know what's going on, I know what's next. I'm still kind of figuring stuff out. But part of this journey and part of these struggles have been, I've been trying to be present with it. I've been trying to feel it. I've been trying to not run away from the struggles and the emotions and the pain and the suffering of it. And people often reach out and are concerned about me. And while I appreciate the sentiment, I'm trying to assure people and trying to let people know that I'm okay with everything I'm feeling. I learned from Burning Man and from the temple there especially that if you can get yourself to a place where you're not resisting the intense emotions, when you get to a place where you're not afraid of the depth of sorrow, for example, then you can experience this intensity from a place that is just powerfully real. I would say that some of my phases over the last few months have been joyful sadness, where I feel so deeply alive, so deeply human, so deeply emotional, that if I'm not afraid of it, it feels pleasant. Maybe not pleasant, but joyful. In the same way that, like, aiding someone in a hospice bed, that's not happy, but it can be joyful because it feels so purposeful and so real. And so lately I've been in that, like, joyful sadness or joyful struggle. And so, like, I posted a picture of me crying the other day, and I know that that's somewhat of a trigger, and it may be, like, pulling at people's heartstrings, but it also is important for me to acknowledge that this is a real part of my journey. And while I celebrate my highs, I also don't want to run from my lows. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to be ashamed. And hopefully, just as I try to, you know, walk my path transparently and fearlessly and flamboyantly, I also want to walk it that in the same manner when I'm, you know, not at my best or not at my most bright. Because I think it's important for people not to, for everyone to recognize that there's no shame in sorrow. The roller coaster goes up and down. And if you're stuck in the down part, that is maybe cause to figure things out and do work. But just because you have a dip doesn't mean something's wrong. It means that you're alive. It means that you're human. People often say, well, it gives meaning and it gives purpose and it gives, you know, perspective to the highs. You know, you can't masturbate 24 hours a day. Okay, take that back. It's possible, but there are downsides to doing it 24 hours a day. For example, chafing, you know, when do you eat? And if you do eat, do you have to shower first? There's a lot that, okay, I'm off track. The point is, seeking pleasure all the time, trying to feel good all the time is a unhealthy path. And so as I have been having some struggles and sharing some tears, and I think that these are natural responses to what is going on in the world and in my life. On a deep spiritual level, I know that there's nothing wrong. And I know that whatever's happening within politics and within conflict and within tension in the world, is there's nothing divinely wrong with that. Just like there's nothing divinely wrong with a relationship ending. There's nothing, but that doesn't mean that there's something beautiful about experiencing it as a human being, experiencing this plane of existence and feeling it. So I am not discouraged. I am not depressed. I am not in any way trying to stop or change the roller coaster that I'm on. I feel grateful. And I feel especially grateful that I don't feel alone, even when I'm lonely. And I don't feel there's anything wrong, even when I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do. So, and I feel supported as well. So thank you for just being there. I had one of the things that happened last week is I was sharing some struggles, and there were a few people that were trying to give me advice and tell me what I should do. And I said, hey, you know, I'm really not in a place where I want to hear advice right now. I just want to be able to feel what I'm feeling. And I actually had to take down a few posts because I couldn't stop that level of communication of trying to fix things. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to be fixed right now. In fact, you know, so what I really needed was people to go, they're there, or hug. And I think that was a really a healthy and important awareness for myself and maybe for others, and especially for men, to recognize that you don't have to meet every challenge with a fix. So thank you everyone who extended warmth and hugs and support and recognized that it was okay for me to feel what I was feeling. I feel much better right now, with no promises of how long I'll feel that way. Thank you.
I love you.